Hey, gang.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good.
All right, let's not waste any time. We need to get right into it. So, it turns out, like I've been telling you, for how long now? Prince Philip is lazy.
Who's Prince Philip?
He's the Prince of Egypt.
I don't think that's Egypt. True.
He's not?
No, I think you're mistaken.
Oh.
I thought that was Aladdin.
Well, no, that's Prince Ali, Ali Ababa.
I don't think he was Egypt either, though, was he?
No.
No.
He was Prince of Agrabah.
Agrabah. Right.
A diamond in the rock.
I want to watch Aladdin so bad, and it's
what's
like,
stopping you?
Because I don't know where I can find it. Hulu has like a bunch of.
I think I have it on DVD.
Crappy.
I'm pretty
Disney
sure I
movies.
Have it on DVD.
Yeah.
No, I might.
I don't know. I like Aladdin.
Me too.
What's not to like?
I know. Hulu has like Pocahontas, and that's like the most mainstreamy
Disney movie.
Disney
that they
movie
have.
That they have. They have a bunch of other garbage ones, I think. But I was like, none that I like.
Yeah.
Even Pocahontas, we never really watched that much.
No. I wasn't a fan of Pocahontas.
No.
How do we do this, though? We're in Pocahontas, and we wanted to talk about
Prince Philip.
Philip's laziness.
Yeah.
Well, I heard he died, so.
He didn't die. He's alive.
He is alive.
He's just stepping down.
He's alive.
He's not going to participate in royal engagements anymore. He's had enough.
How can you have enough when you're a prince?
He's 96 years old.
He was never going to be king.
No.
He said, what's the point? What's the point of any of this?
Nobody likes it. Well, apparently.
Obviously not. Yeah. He worked 111 days last year.
Work?
Wow.
Yeah.
What does his work entail, though?
Royal engagements.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Carrying the family jewels all over the place. Displaying the family jewels.
Yeah.
At Wimbledon or whatever?
Yeah.
No, it was the Olympics.
Oh, was it the... I think he was in tennis.
I could be wrong, but I thought it was the Olympics.
I don't think he'd wear a kilt at a tennis match, would he?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he?
Wear them everywhere.
Yeah, I think he would.
I think he just wears them.
I think so. Oh. I found an article. It's one guy... I'm sorry to hear you're standing down. One man told him at a royal lunch on Thursday, well, I can't stand up much, the Duke quipped.
Oh, he's still witty as ever.
Wow. I think he is. I watched a documentary about him on Netflix, and it was pretty interesting about, like, how he came to be...
Born?
The prince. Not born. It wasn't that
it was the birds
graphic.
And the
bees. Yeah. I just inserted Prince Philip into the documentary about birth.
Yeah.
There's a documentary on the Queen that was really interesting.
Yeah.
It talked about them getting together.
Yeah, this talked about him and, like...
Hooking up.
One of his uncles was, like, a schemer.
Oh.
And, like, kind of worked to put him in the position to marry her.
Oh.
And then it was interesting, too, because it talked about how... What's their last name? Is it Windsor?
Windsor.
Because his last name is not... I forget what his last name is, but...
It doesn't matter.
No, because their first... It worked out, because it was the first time that, like, the queen was the royal...
Mm.
You know? And, so... Their first child.
Well, not the first time.
They no, but
queen,
like
but in
the first time father. This was an issue where like
oh.
whose last name would their kids have?
Mm-hmm.
Hers or his. So they worked it out where like the firstborn would have the Windsor last name
mm-hmm.
and then subsequent kids would have his last name.
Oh, interesting.
But he was like really upset about that. Like initially.
Hmm.
About how his own kids wouldn't like have his name. I don't know.
Yeah, really good couple from based on the.
They seem to be.
The,
he seems funny.
Yeah.
He seems like a funny guy.
Yeah, and he's very supportive of her.
They're
yeah.
really compatible.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
you know why? They met on eHarmony, which is the one where you actually
mm-hmm.
go in depth to provide a profile.
Like 500 question survey or whatever.
Yeah, and
yeah.
that's why. I think it's just, it helps you
yeah.
find a better match.
Well, yeah. There you go.
No,
exactly. He is patron, president, or a member of more than 780 organizations.
That's it.
Wow.
And will continue to be associated with them, but, quote, will no longer play an active role by attending engagements.
Because he keeps exposing the family jewels wherever he goes.
Yeah.
He
does.
He may still choose to attend certain public events, but from time to time.
Wow.
He looks very old.
Well, 96.
I know. He looks that.
How old is she?
She's
up there, too, yeah.
She's got to be...
At least 50.
See. at least.
Is she like 90? Did she just have a birthday?
She did, I thought.
Her and I share a birthday, don't we? Or was that the
queen? She's 91, yeah. Yep. She just turned 91, yeah. April 21st. She's 5'4". I love the pictures of her, like, back in the day. Or even currently, where she's, like, tooling around her, like, Range Rover.
Really?
Yeah, they're pretty cool pictures.
I think the last picture I saw, she was riding her horse.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
As an old lady?
Yeah.
Yeah. She still does that. I know. She's, like, all decked out with her hat. And
that's so cute.
She is cute. Yeah. I think she's a cool lady. Yeah. For...
Did you hear somebody on her staff tried to, or was going to steal the DNA of her corgis?
Oh, my gosh.
And,
really?
And, sell it? Yeah.
Huh. I don't know. Are they, like, hunting dogs? Corgis? Some kind of weird...
Well, they're like a terrier, so...
Yeah.
But I don't know that... They're not hunters like beagles.
Or, can we pause right. And insert God Loves a Terrier? The entire song, start to finish, right now.
Yes, please. Oh, I love that song. I love that movie.
I've never heard of
it. Yeah, from Best in Show.
I haven't seen that movie. I don't know.
She's heard
yes,
it before. We played it for her.
I know. I'll look it up and see if I can find it.
Okay.
Let's see.
But Jess doesn't.
Jess doesn't love a terrier?
Mm-hmm.
No, we were just talking about how she doesn't like pets. What is it?
What's not to love? They're full of
the
energy.
Yipping, the biting, the jumping, the nails,
the
scratching. Scratching your legs.
Alright, let's see if this will work.
That's true.
Introducing.
Oh, this is a stupid commercial. Let's see. Well, let's talk about something, Holly.
You don't think that there should just be dead air before it plays?
I don't think so, especially considering it's Frozen.
Oh, speaking of,
wait,
you know the Frozen
see.
Song? Let it go, let it go.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Was that part of the word?
No.
Yep.
Oh, why is it so quiet? Let's see.
The Frozen song isn't Let It Go?
Yeah, no, that
it
was
is
like,
Let It Go.
Oh, okay.
That's what wait, why is this so slow? Okay, there we go. Alright, let's see. This is from Best in Show.
Wait, that's why it works.
God loves a terrier. Yes, he does. God loves a terrier. That's because small, sturdy, bright, and true. They give their love to you. God didn't miss a stitch. Be it dog or be it bitch. When he made the Norwich merrier with its cute little derriere. Yes, God loves a terrier.
Nice.
That's why it worked.
Oh my gosh.
I love that movie so much.
I'm going to have that played at my funeral.
Oh, okay. God.
Can you not?
God loves a terrier at your funeral.
The with best pictures part. Of Riley and her.
Oh, jeez, and not Daisy.
And Daisy. Yes.
What about Elaine? She's a pit bull terrier.
Oh, see. And I guess Shelby. Even though she's a cat.
Shelby's not a terrier.
I know, but we don't want her to feel left out.
What about Franklin and Maybe?
Oh, well, now it's getting a little out of hand.
Oh, now it's getting ridiculous.
Oh, that's a great song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right, that was very appropriate.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, corgis are teeny tiny, like Yorkies.
No, I know.
But they're not bigger. Are corgis terriers?
Corgi, I think, is like,
why did we start talking about that?
Because the queen
has
corgis.
Caboodle of
yeah, but
corgis.
She does have a bunch of them.
No, wasn't
can you imagine how jacked up they must be, though? Like,
I thought
even,
she had two.
No, I think
she has a bunch.
Do you think she knows all their names?
Oh, definitely.
Do you think they have really
she's
silly,
an animal lover.
Weird names?
I don't know. You're trying
like
to look
what?
Up.
I don't know. I just think it'd be funny to hear her like
Rutus?
Calling her.
We can see.
Calling
Rutus.
Her corgis, and they're like.
Let's see if we can get a list of Queen Elizabeth's corgis.
No, what was, Toto? I think Toto was a corgi.
No, he wasn't.
No, Toto
was,
like,
a Cairn Terrier, wasn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they're somewhere.
No.
No, they're not at all.
What are the names?
You two don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's not. He's Corgis definitely not a corgi.
Are like low.
Yeah, they're like, and they're so almost like dachshunds, kind of. Like that wide, furry, low body. Yeah. They don't look like a dachshund, but it's the same kind of body. I looked for, oh my god, that is a terrible website. Queen Elizabeth's Corgi's Wikipedia.
She went to a porn website.
Ooh, looking up
she corgis. Has owned more than 30 corgis during her reign. In 2007, she had 5. Monty, Emma, Lynette, Willow, and Holly. During the 2012 Olympic opening ceremony, Monty, Willow, and Holly made an appearance when James Bond, portrayed by Daniel Craig, arrived at Buckingham Palace.
Oh, I thought when he jumped
to out. Escort the Queen to an event. Monty had previously belonged to Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, and died soon after September 12th.
Oh.
Let's see.
Lynette.
Lynette. Pembroke Welsh Corgi. Welsh for dwarf dog. A cattle herding dog breed.
Oh.
So cattle herding, that makes sense. Not necessarily
hunting,
but... I guess,
hunting, I feel like they're tiny. I mean,
they are tiny, yeah, but they can, like, nip and...
Herd. Oh, we know.
See, this is... The corgi is one of the smallest dogs in the herding group.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm picturing a different... Yes,
I knew you were picturing.
I don't know what you were picturing. You were picturing, apparently, a Cairn Terrier.
Maybe I was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. Let's see what... Who was it? Toto?
Toto. Yeah, that definitely is not Toto.
Oh my god, that's going to be depressing. He probably died in like 1952.
Oh, I know. Wizard of Oz dog. Is Toto from The Wizard of Oz still alive? Somebody asked.
No way.
He was a Cairn Terrier. He died in 1945.
The last remaining.
His name was Terry.
Oh, real creative. Yeah. That's all been Karen.
Karen. Most famous, he appeared in 16 movies.
Wow.
Terry did. Most famously is Toto.
They should have named Cairn Terry. Cairn Terrier.
Cairn Terry.
Cairn Terry.
Cairns are wicked cute. They are like, they
I think Norwich Terriers are the cutest ones.
They're similar though.
Or is it Norfolk?
What about Yorkies? They're adorable.
Norwich Terrier is a thing. Norwich Terriers are cute too.
Show
they
me.
Do look similar, but I feel like Cairn Terriers are a little darker. Karen, the Norwich looks like Daisy.
Oh. Those are cute.
Oh,
yeah. Those are so cute.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
But you still wouldn't want one.
That's what I wanted her to get.
Norwich?
Yeah.
Like, well, they look just like Daisy.
That's what I wanted her to get when she got the Westies.
I don't
remember.
Karen
Terrier. We're just looking at dogs now. Karen Terrier puppies. I think Karen Terriers are cute.
They look dirty. I don't like that. Yeah. I don't like that face.
Oh, good. You don't have
it's
to get
kind
one.
Of a mix. It, like, some of them, depending on their coloring, they look like a Westie or they look like a Scotty.
Or a Scotty, yeah. Well, that's so cute. All right. What are we going to talk about next?
Well, I thought we could talk about the fact that Alanis Morissette's manager went to jail for stealing her money.
Ex-manager.
Did he go to jail for stealing her money or other people's money?
I think it was her money.
It included her.
Who else?
He was sentenced to 6 years for embezzling millions from a celebrity roster of clients.
Oh, a roster.
Mm-hmm. Her former business manager admitted to stealing nearly $5 million from her.
Oh, wow.
Over a four-year period as part of a scheme to fund his lavish lifestyle.
Wow.
In addition, he also embezzled more than $1 million from an unnamed entertainer and nearly $800,000 from another client.
So he got the most out of the land.
Yeah. For over 4 years, too. She must make a lot of money.
Yeah.
To not notice, really, $5
million. Well, she's probably, you know, given over the reins to him to manage.
Yeah.
And I thought she would have an accountant, though, versus a manager looking over her money.
You'd think so. It says he used his clients' funds as a personal ATM, and in doing so, financially victimized his clients and colleagues.
But how would he...
It's
he
so weird.
Have, like, why do they give somebody...
That, all
you
that
trust
power?
Your manager, you know?
Well,
like,
you
called your
though,
manager.
This happens a lot.
Well, that happened with like, Dane Cook, where he it was his brother. Was like in charge of his money, and his brother stole a bunch of money from
him. Really?
Yeah, his half brother
did that a lot to their
so little kids.
That I could see. I mean, you're like,
well, who? How are they going to know? You trust?
Well,
your
they're
parents.
Not going to know, and the parents are like, well, I birthed the kid,
right?
I'm putting him to work. Of course, I'm going to get the benefits of.
But you'd hope they wouldn't dough. Like.
No, you would hope to
spend it all,
yeah.
Right? Like, was that Macaulay Culkin's thing? Like the
I don't know what
they
that,
did it. I know they had a bunch of kids that act.
Yeah, that doesn't mean.
I know, but did they? Well, the girl from your favorite movie.
Who?
Stepmom. The daughter. Her parents did that to her.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then, I feel like a bunch of.
Wasn't there a boy band that the manager?
Perlman. Allegedly. He did.
I think he tried
to
molest
them.
Yeah,
he was, embezzling.
From all of them, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Was so gross.
Ugh. He's a bad hombre.
What was it? Oh, speaking of people who have a crazy amount of money, I randomly, you know Robert Smith from The Cure?
Mm-hmm.
You know what his net worth is? I was stunned.
$50,000.
$20 million.
No. $2.5 billion.
No,
sir. I was like, what?
Really?
How? Isn't that crazy?
Is he managing other people's bands?
I have no idea what he's doing, but I'm like, how can he be worth that much?
Is he the only living member of The Cure?
I don't think living, but probably.
Oh, is he dead?
No, he's still alive. But I'm saying there are probably other original members of The Cure that just aren't in The Cure anymore.
Oh. Is he still performing?
Is he still sad?
Yes, he is still sad. See, now this thing is saying it's only $15 million, but I don't know where I saw $2.5 billion and I was shocked.
Well, I heard Prince Philip was dead, so there is fake news out there.
Maybe he just dropped, he lost a ton of money in the past couple days.
Depending on where you go, it's very, very fake news. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I don't know.
Was it Shame the Nation? What did he say? Deface the Nation? Face the Nation?
He said
Trump,
that?
Trump, yeah.
That's funny.
Well, that's why Colbert got so worked up, because it was a CBS, it's Face the Nation's a CBS show, and he's friends with the guy.
Yep.
So, I don't know. Who knows?
I just think it wasn't, if you want to move on to the Colbert thing.
You can do that.
I just don't think it was funny enough.
It wasn't really all this attention
at all.
Yeah, it was I don't know. I mean, if you're gonna be rude and crass like that, at least have it be funny a little bit.
The delivery was he was nervous to be doing, or I don't know if he was nervous to be doing it, or just so excited to be doing it.
Yeah.
It sounded strange and not
It sounded an aggressive, a crazy person.
It did sound like a crazy person.
But he kept taking weird breaths. Listening to it, it was agitated. I don't know, necessarily
maybe
angry,
he was,
agitated.
It was slam poetry.
It was weird.
Kind of. Well, I don't know if he was wanting to get it all out so that it would be on tape before the audience had a chance to react, really.
They loved it, especially the last little bit he got in about
the pee-pee holster.
His mouth. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, are we going to get that song again?
Sorry. Sometimes I pick up my guitar and I just go for it. You know what I mean?
I like that little baby.
That's why I bring
it
with
me. Cute Cuba Gooding Sr. was found dead in his car in Los Angeles.
She said it she was about to read that someone gave birth.
I know. I thought you said, oh, wow, cute Cuba Gooding Jr.'s father died.
That is.
Oh, that's sad.
I saw him at the Big E a couple years ago.
Cuba Gooding Sr.
He was singing, yeah. Cuba Gooding Sr. Senior. He was singing, and there was nobody watching him at the big stage, and then I heard him announce, he's I'm Cuba Gooding Senior, and we're what? It was unbelievable, because you didn't even know he was anybody.
He's not.
He's not, but he's definitely not anybody.
That's why no one was watching him.
He does look like his...
Well, so anyway, he was found dead in his car.
Found dead in a car.
Oh, likely an overdose, they said.
Oh,
this
you
was
knew?
A while ago.
Oh, why is it just, well, I am on the AP. Whoops, April 21st. Drug paraphernalia and alcohol were found in the car parked on a busy street.
They suspect natural causes.
It's insulin. What is up with you? Stop doing that.
Sorry.
Stop putting on your announcer voice. And
I don't know. It just comes over me sometimes.
I can tell, but you need to stop. Cuba Gooding Sr.'s own father fled Barbados and went to Cuba, hence the name of his son, before becoming a taxi driver in Manhattan.
But then why do we say Cuba? Isn't it Cuba then?
No, you say Cuba. You're supposed to. It's like
So he named his son. No, he was named.
He's named after his.
And then he left
father who
Cuba.
Fled to
he
Cuba.
He fled Cuba, but they decided to continue
no,
the
his,
name of.
His own father fled Barbados and went to Cuba, hence the name Cuba.
It's Cuba! Stop saying that!
Before becoming a taxi driver in Manhattan.
The father of the father.
Yes, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s grandfather.
So why did
fled
he
Barbados
stay in Cuba?
And went to Cuba. And it doesn't say he didn't.
You said he was a taxi driver in Manhattan.
After he went to Cuba.
Yeah.
That's why.
True.
Cuba Gooding Sr.'s brother's name is Barbados.
And the other one is
Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Yeah, they call her Hattie.
Yeah. Hattie. Or Mammy.
Hattie Gooding.
Hattie Gooding.
Only.
Yeah. Single. Zero. Girl.
Barbados Gooding only. They call him Barb.
Yeah, she got Manhattan. She got Barb.
You know what song I've heard the past couple days and it makes me laugh is
Everyone Loves a Terrier.
No, God loves a good Terrier. One.
Everyone else too.
Yeah,
except for Jessica.
Unless it's a Norwich. And then she's kind of cool with it. A long song title. But the Steely Dan song Peg, which is just the name of the song, it's just Peg, which I think is like the Peg. Dumbest name for a person and a song. But yeah, it made me laugh because I'm like, why is it called Peg? I mean, they say the name Peg in it.
The name.
But like, why would you even choose the name Peg?
He loved a girl named Peg.
I know, but that's terrible.
Her real name was Margaret. Is that a better name?
No.
Maggie.
No, it was Margaret. Because when it's Margaret, they call her Meg.
Pegasus.
When it's Peg, their name's Margaret. That's why there's not a lot of Pegs anymore.
Who sings the song?
Steely Dan. Oh. You would probably know that song. Let me look it up.
Steely Dan gargles my balls.
Why would you come up with that and say it out loud?
It's from Knocked Up. It's from Knocked Up.
Who do you think you are, Stephen Colbert?
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to concentrate. On my solo. Come on.
This is your big day. It's like a dream come true. This is the best part when I.
Why are you looking at this?
It comes on satellite radio a lot. That part. Sounds like when they were doing I can't even think of it.
I don't know. We can wait. Go ahead. We'll just wait. Be quiet so she can think. Be quiet so she can think.
From SNL when they were the sweater. Who were they being? Oh my gosh, why can't I think of it? Will Ferrell and Chris Kattan, they like made out with each other My brain's
oh, Hall &
Oates. Hall & Oates, remember?
Your eyes are so blue. Yeah.
Yeah. It just reminds me of that your favorite foreign movie just seems like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's like...
Something about your sweater or your... I forget, but it reminds me of that.
I never knew that that was... He was saying somebody's name.
Peg?
Because it's... Isn't one of them is saying, hey?
Yeah. One of them wasn't Peg.
Peg.
Yeah, the
yeah
like
they
the,
are
in
saying
the background.
Peg. Yeah.
Yeah.
Steely Dan, when we saw Oh Hello, because John Mulaney's obsessed with Steely Dan in real life. So, like, and then they just make Steely Dan jokes throughout the play. And, like, before the show, they're just playing Steely Dan overhead, like, while you're just sitting in the theater waiting for the show to start.
Really?
It's awesome, yeah. And then they had, what's his name? My brain is not working at all today, so I apologize. But, why can't I think of his name from
Who?
Steely Dan?
John Ford.
No,
John. Steely Dan. And it's not John Ford.
Don Fagan.
Oh, Don.
Donald Fagan. He was a guest on one of the Oh Hellos, and he like recorded like a one of their songs with different lyrics, and it was really funny. So they play that like at the end when it's over.
That, as I was listening to it, I couldn't understand all of the words. It would be one of those songs that you like you make up
yes
words
yes.
That would be nonsensical. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like your favorite foreign movie. Mm-hmm. All right,
funny stuff.
What else is there?
Peg.
Well, we didn't really talk about the Colbert rant at all.
Oh yeah, no we didn't,
but I thought we should because it was really obnoxious.
It was rude. It was uncalled for.
But most importantly, it wasn't funny.
Yeah,
that's
what I mean.
I don't
only...
think he's funny anyway, frankly.
I used to think he was funny. Yeah, that's the thing.
I think he's just self-indulgent, and it's like shooting fish in a barrel, all his jokes. Like, again, I don't care if he... I didn't vote for Donald Trump. If he wants to make fun of Trump, have at it. Like, I don't care.
Well, you know... I mean, you know people are going to make fun of Donald Trump.
Well, exactly, but it's like, do it in a way that's funny. That's all... Like, because again, he's such an easy target...
Right,
you
at
know,
least
like
be creative about it. Don't just like
shock value.
Right, yeah, you just like say a naughty word at the end of your rant, and then that's supposed
to
make it.
And then like tee hee hee, and then cut to commercial, and it's like, okay.
And then he gets an uproarious applause.
Like every podcast I listen to, they talk like that without even batting an eye. And this is like so crazy because it's on at what 11:30.
I know. I feel like those late night talk shows are so boring compared to what you can get on the internet. Like why?
I know. I don't know why
I really
anyone
don't,
listens
yeah.
to him anyway or any of the other ones, but
they're boring.
Yeah.
And anything worth watching is going to show up on your newsfeed the next day. So
yeah, like anything Jimmy Kimmel does basically is always a viral sensation.
Like when he was crying
about his son.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean that is sad.
Yeah, it's sad, but why did he have to, in the middle of it, be like,
well,
no parent should have to decide.
And no parent does have to decide. You're not turned away from medical care because you don't have insurance.
No, but he said it like it was like there's parents who are having to say, just let my son die,
yeah,
I don't
exactly.
have any money. Like, and that
exactly.
just doesn't happen.
No.
Do you think Obamacare is about insurance? I mean, Obamacare isn't insurance.
No.
You know that, right?
What is it?
Well, it helps it's like an aggregate for insurance, right? It like...
Well, I mean the...
Well, the it like mandates you to have insurance.
It fines you. It's a fine, basically.
Well, it's like what we have
here. If
you
don't have insurance. Right.
And then you go to the network or whatever the heck it's
the
called.
Marketplace.
The marketplace.
The
right.
wonderful marketplace.
They suggest
That's
places
what they're all called
to go,
though,
I guess.
So dumb. And then they like help you find...
I know, but it's kind of out there like... Obamacare.
Like, it is the saving grace of...
It is the
insurance
for everyone.
Yeah,
and
no,
that's
I know.
Not what it is at all.
No, I know. Yeah, I mean, I have insurance. I don't know. And the thing, too, is that hospital... Ben Shapiro posted a thing where his daughter had open-heart surgery at the same hospital that Jimmy Kimmel's son did. And he's like, it's a private hospital, and they make, like, something like $425 million. They get, in donations a year.
Yeah.
He's like, they're doing very well for a charitable hospital.
Well,
like, it's not a public hospital reliant, you know, like...
No, but if Jimmy Kimmel's child went to any hospital, they would not do the surgery.
Right.
They wouldn't turn a child away.
No, exactly.
That's
no,
what annoys me.
That's what annoys me. They're like out of touch, and they don't know what they're talking about. And because they have the best of everything, they have this automatic guilt for, like, those of us who don't. And I think they think that we're down here, like, begging for change. And
well, because people are. And they're
it's unnecessary.
Reliant on the ignorance of people who don't think or, you know, they don't know what the facts are.
Yeah, no, exactly. And I like Jimmy Kimmel. Like, I like him a lot. And I feel bad that he went through, like, a scary thing with his kid.
Of course.
But, yeah, like, don't use that as, like,
he's like, your pulpit. Everyone deserves health care. Can we all agree on that?
It's like, yeah. No one's saying... No one's being turned away.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Like,
but there's countries that have universal health care, and it's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, let the marketplace...
Yeah.
Do let the market decide.
Or it's other like teeny tiny countries, but you know, like no people. I don't know. The whole thing is just, it's disappointing when it's like, don't do that. Because
I want to like
what's
you.
What's the point? Yeah.
I know.
And his like, his thing isn't going to get like Donald Trump to change his mind. You know, like what is the point?
Yeah.
People are either already outraged
or they're
not.
He's looking for ratings. I know. And he's, you know, he wants to be liked by the people who agree with him.
Yeah.
He wants to be like the hero. Oh, you said terrible things about the president.
Good oh, Stephen you. Colbert. Yeah, no, he's... Yeah, he's just so self-important. And
he
it's
is.
Like,
it's,
yeah.
I know. Him out of that character is just, like, really hard to watch.
Yeah.
Because it's him.
It's cringy.
I think he's a hateful person, frankly. He comes off very hateful to me.
Yeah, well, David Letterman kind of did the same thing.
Oh, absolutely.
I think David Letterman...
He's a hateful person, too.
But I think he is kind of, like, brilliant in his own way. Like, I'm not really a big... Though. Yeah, but that's, what, like, Stephen Colbert, it's like, I loved him on Strangers with Candy, but again, he's playing a character.
The real him.
The Daily Show, he was funny, I guess. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because he was, again, just, like, playing a dumb correspondent.
Right.
But it's like Alec Baldwin. Like, Alec Baldwin I think Alec Baldwin is way more talented than Stephen Colbert, but...
Him on 30 Rock is so great.
Him in everything is so great. Like, Alec, but he really can do no wrong. Him at the Holyoke Mall, talking about PETA. So great.
He was at the Holyoke Mall talking about... Oh, I remember you guys going. I wasn't there.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
I remember seeing him there.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what his
story. It was like a booth or not even a booth. It was like a long table at the bottom of the escalators.
Yeah.
At JCPenney.
Was like it at JCPenney?
It was right outside those escalators. Like if you take a right, you go to like Christmas tree shops.
Okay.
It was like right when you get off the escalator.
Why would
it was
do
weird
because
I didn't even really know who he was because I was little. Right. And you're like, it's Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, I remember mom.
Because she had a crush
on
him.
Well, I mean, he was cute when he was young.
Yeah.
Blue eyes.
Yeah. Crazy chest hair. He was handsome, like, Beetlejuice era.
Uh-huh.
Is, like, handsome. I mean, he's still handsome in, like, a...
He's handsome now because he's skinny now.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
that's
good. He has three kids now.
Well, yeah.
Should he have any children, really?
And his kids' names are Raphael and Leonardo or something.
I thought he had a girl.
He does, Carmen.
Oh, she's the one
so he's got three. No, that was his
this
mom,
is his
Kim
new
Basinger.
Family because he married this like Spanish girl.
She's like a yoga instructor or something.
She's quite a bit younger than him.
Yeah. She does yoga like everywhere, and it's kind of obnoxious.
Oh. Yeah, it's kind of her thing.
Like on planes and
like she in has the middle a show of the aisle. Where she's doing. Oh,
she just
decides to
post pictures.
She better watch it on a plane.
I don't know. United.
She'll get dragged.
United out. Is like I'm shocked they're even. Business anymore after the month that they've had.
I know. Well, if it's any publicity is good publicity.
That's what I always say.
No, they lost $1 billion after that Asian guy.
Really?
Just
paying him off, I would think.
You know, right? Yeah.
That guy's a mess, though. Settlement was. Yeah, he is.
I don't know. Well, they paid for all the people that were on the plane, their flights.
Oh.
And then, like, I think in all their stocks and stuff, they lost, like, $1 billion. Ooh. Or 800,000, something like that.
That's surprising.
But then they had that, like, giant bunny die.
Oh, I know.
That bunny, it would have, like, broken the record for, like, longest or biggest rabbit because his father had the current, like, world record.
Wow. How did it die?
They accidentally stored him in a freezer.
Did they?
Yep.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yep.
They have, like, the worst record of all the airlines for, like, pets dying.
Oh.
For baggage. Yeah. That poor rabbit.
They do have a lot of baggage now.
Yeah. And then another was... I just keep seeing, like, people fighting on planes, and, like, half of them are United.
Was it American that had the one where the guy almost threw a carriage, baby carriage, at a woman?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, had a baby, and then one of the passengers was like, if you did that to me, I'd punch you in the face. And he's like, oh, yeah, bring it. So they let him go.
Was that the Tokyo? Somebody posted a thing on, like, was it a Tokyo flight? Yeah, I think so, because all the stewardesses looked Asian. But it was, like, two men, like, punching each other, and then one guy was brought off, and then he came back on.
No, I don't.
I'm like,
I
why are all these people allowed one. Back on the plane? And, like, that Asian guy was allowed back. The bloodied
he was?
Up.
The one they beat up?
Yeah, he ran back onto the plane after they dragged him off.
Oh.
He was, like, all bloodied and... Yeah, that guy is a mess, though.
The Did doctor?
You, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Who had, like, his license revoked or something because he was
doing drugs, selling drugs.
Selling drugs for, like, sexual favors from men or from, like, young men. But his wife is a doctor.
Okay.
But he could only practice, like, one day a week at, like, a clinic or something like that.
Well, lucky clinic people.
Yeah, right, I know. Especially after this. I knew something was up with him, though, because I'm like, why is he throwing such a hissy fit? Like, sometimes doctors can't be at work. Like, you don't need to... Like, his reaction to it was so crazy. It was like, there's something going on with this guy.
Yeah, I know. When he was just standing there going, kill me.
Yeah.
I kill me. Or
yeah.
Something like that.
Like, I don't trust anybody, especially anything online, but people are like, that poor man. And I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know. It's, I mean...
Like, they shouldn't have beaten the crap out of him, but...
Well, yeah.
If they even did.
And he was already sitting in a seat, and they're like...
Forcing him.
No, sorry, you have to leave. Like, I'd be mad too, but
I'd be mad too, but I
wouldn't.
But they also offered people like $800, and it's like, yeah, I would take that.
Yeah.
I would take $800 to be bumped for one night and just stay in a hotel.
I know. But if you knew you were going to get a sweet reimbursement...
Lawsuit?
Yeah. Maybe I will throw a hissy on the plane.
And he, like, threw his own face into, like, the seat, like, the armrest and stuff, I think.
How do people know things like that?
He's a video, right?
He already settled.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would think they'd want to get that behind him.
Yeah, he settled, like, really quickly. I don't know what he got, though. I don't know if they released it.
Sexual favors from young men?
Yeah, that's all he wanted.
Yeah.
But it was, like, upwards of $1 million is what I heard. But I don't
Probably.
Know.
Probably.
He'll blow through that pretty quickly, I assume.
I don't know.
We'll have to keep an eye out for that. What's his name?
Dr. David Dow, I think.
What was the one with the...
No, I think it's D-A-O.
Oh.
What was the thing about the Asian flight names?
Like the airplane names or the flights?
Racist joke as name of Asia, yeah. Asiana 214 pilots. Let me see if it'll go down.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
This is from like 2013. I remember it from like Opie and Anthony talking about it or something. But it was KTVU reports racist joke as names of Asiana 214 pilots.
Oh, God. Mistakenly so, I'm guessing.
Yeah. The problem was Bay Area Fox affiliate KTVU told viewers the purported names of the pilots on Asiana Flight 214. The names were Sum Ting Wong, Wee Too Low, Ho Lee F-U-K, and Bang Ding Ow.
And they reported it like
they actually read
real name. News anchor read the names off the teleprompter and didn't bat an eye, adding that the information had been confirmed by the National Transportation Safety Board.
Wow.
By Bart Simpson.
I know.
Exactly. Some Ting Wong.
And I like Bang Ding Ow.
Bang Ding Ow. It's so funny. The NTSB does not release or confirm the names of crew members or people involved in transportation accidents to the media. We work hard to ensure that only appropriate factual information regarding an investigation is released and deeply regret today's incident.
Was this on April Fool's Day?
No, this was July 2014. Or 13. We too low. And it's reported... The author of this article is Catherine Fung, who's definitely Asian, based on her picture.
It wouldn't be way too low.
We too low.
Like
we, W-I, oh. T-U low. It's hilarious.
Oh, like the plane is too low.
Because the plane went down, yeah.
I get it now. Well, I had to think it through.
It makes me laugh. I love stuff like that. It's so... News, like, especially local news channels are so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I texted you today when I was waiting at the doctor's office.
Yeah, watching
office,
the Today Show.
And they had the Today Show on it. It was like they're trying to crack jokes, and, like, they're not even giving each other a laugh.
Yeah.
So it's like everything they're saying is falling flat, and it was
you
so painful.
You can see almost, like, the disdain they have for each other when you watch. They don't.
And it was, like, Jenna Bush. It was, like, women.
Yeah. Oh, was it Hoda?
No, not even Hoda and Kathy. It was like, because I was there at 9.
Is she even on anymore?
I don't know. It was some pregnant girl.
Dylan? No, she already had her baby.
And then, I never watched the Today Show.
So I don't either. I just
but Jenna, I was like, is that Jenna Bush? And then it was.
Yeah, Jenna Bush.
And then two other women I didn't recognize.
I don't know. Maybe it was like, I thought Savannah and Dylan already had their babies, but I could be wrong. And did you know that Hoda... adopted a baby?
Mm-hmm.
Hold
the
door.
Hold a coffee.
Hold the door.
Hold the door. Yes. Oh, no, I know. Yeah. Alright. Anything else?
Well, we didn't really even say much about Colbert and his aunt at all.
Yeah, we did?
Still.
No, we didn't. We didn't even talk about like what the point was, how everybody's saying fire Colbert.
Well, yeah, which I think is ridiculous.
Just because of, I do too, I think it's,
I don't like
fire people because
right.
they spoke in a way we don't agree with.
Yeah.
It's shameful.
Well, I don't think that's why they would want him fired. I mean, if anyone had done that about Obama.
Yeah.
Or Bill Clinton after all of those things, it would have been like, how dare they say such, but you can do that. If it's a Republican president.
Well, and the fact that it's... I think if it were anybody but Trump, they wouldn't even be doing that. And
no,
because it's Trump and he's so...
They used to say
Trump.
Things about Reagan.
And Bush.
Yeah, I know, but even...
Every Republican is like, oh, they're so dumb.
Yeah.
They're so... They don't... They're like...
No, I know.
Podunks from...
Yeah, like Hicks, Hillbilly Hicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's always the same thing.
No, I know, but it is... I mean...
But he
the
was crass
controlled
and rude, and
yeah, he was.
I mean, those
but
things,
yeah.
You shouldn't. That shouldn't be okay just because you're ranting about a Republican president.
No.
I mean,
I think
he's trying to show he doesn't think Trump has any class, and he goes
right.
I mean, how hypocritical can you be?
Yeah.
They are. That's all they are.
And
yeah.
Well, I know, and that's the thing that's bothersome.
It's really frustrating, and they don't even see it. They don't even have...
Well, they don't care, because it's a different
care.
Set of rules.
Yeah.
You know? Like, oh, well, we're speaking truth to power, so that's, like, kind
yeah,
of part of it. But it, no,
or, like, you
like,
can't...
Trump doesn't count as a human.
Right.
Like, when they... Yeah, exactly. Or when they don't want someone to speak at a university because they don't agree with what
yes,
they're saying, and
yeah.
then they think that their words are harmful and dangerous, so they riot and fight.
Yeah,
yeah exactly. I know.
Cause
but they're
damage to property.
For diversity, unless it's a different political opinion.
Exactly.
Right.
It, yeah. I mean, it is getting out of control because it's just silly how much they. Because even that's
infuriating. That's part of what got Trump in.
Yes.
In the White House.
Yes.
Having nothing to do with.
Yep.
Comey.
No, I know.
I know. I agree with that too. I don't think that Comey is the reason.
Absolutely.
I don't think any of that Hillary
they just,
stuff.
They again, they don't want to look at their own house.
Yeah.
No. They don't.
Ew, and Al Franken yesterday. Did you see what he said?
No.
He was like, I just want to take a minute to say, because some Republicans said, made a comment about how Hillary blames everyone but herself.
Uh-huh.
And
Which is true.
He and Al Franken, like, took time out of the hearing to say that Hillary does blame herself. She took a lot of blame on herself, and she was just stating things that other people had said, that the, like, Comey releasing that information and Russia being, like, hacking the election or whatever. He was saying that, oh, she was just saying what other people said. She wasn't trying to say that it wasn't her fault.
Do you remember during the election when Trump kept saying the Russians were, or that he, I don't know what he was saying the Russians were, but it was like, and if I don't win, it's going to be because there were some shenanigans going on with the, you know, in the voting booths and all of the, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
I can't even believe, how could anyone ever think that would happen in an election?
Mm-hmm.
Now all of a sudden, he's determined that, in fact, that
I know. And
possible.
Also, if you lose, are you going to accept the results? Well, we'll have to see when it comes to that. I don't know if I'm going to accept the results. We'll have to see when it comes to that. And everyone freaked out. He's not going to accept a loss. He won't accept it if he loses.
Right.
And then that's exactly what she did.
Right.
When she
and
lost.
Everything's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, and I love, too, like, they're all up in arms about Russia, which, whatever. But, like, Mitt Romney, when he was running against Obama, was like, I think the biggest threat that is going to face us is Russia. And Obama's like, oh, the Cold War is over, Mitt, blah, 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 blah. Like, all this
the
attitude.
The 80s want their...
Right, their foreign
their
policy
foreign
back.
Policy yeah. back.
Ooh, sick burn.
I know. But then they chuckled at it, and it's like...
Oh, yeah, same thing
I
with
know,
the...
Now
okay.
all of a sudden...
The Ann Coulter.
So annoying.
It got canceled again, didn't it? Or...
Oh, I don't know. But did you ever hear the audio of her? She was on a round table.
Oh, yeah, and they all laugh at her because she said Trump was going to be president.
Can I play it?
Please,
it's on Politically Incorrect, or whatever Bill Maher's show is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she was on Bill Maher's show?
She goes on Bill Maher all the time.
Oh,
they're like
friends.
Friends.
Gosh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I would see that doesn't... I don't get that. But
that's a good thing.
I don't
likes
particularly
her.
Enjoy yeah. Bill Maher at all, but he'll have people on
he says. He says, I don't much like anything she... Like, I don't agree with anything she has to say, but I like her as a person.
Right.
All right.
Well, at least she has the courage of her convictions.
Well, and he at least, too, like, talks about, like, the
okay,
Muslim
here we are.
Stuff, like,
and which Republican candidate has the best chance of winning the general election?
Of the declared ones right now, Donald Trump.
They're all looking at her like... They're like
fake laughing.
Yeah, because she's saying like they're going so far out of their way to try to make her feel stupid for saying that.
Oh, okay.
Everyone's looking at her like she has three heads. Like she's the stupidest person they've ever seen.
That is the worst part of that show is the audience because they're just like trained monkeys. Like even when we had Milo on, like Milo went on that show and they had what I thought was a decent discussion about stuff. You know?
Yeah.
And who's Milo again? Didn't he just get in trouble for something?
Yeah, because he was talking about how he had, like, a consensual relationship with
that's
older
right.
guy
that was,
when he was a kid, and how it's, like, important. I don't know, he was, like,
he had a different
saying it's
spin
okay.
on, yeah, like,
yeah.
yeah.
And it's like,
in some cases, they can make
right, and it's like, not when you're
choice.
A child, and you're molested.
Yeah, and George Takei did the same thing.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Yeah,
he said he had an older
camp counselor
that he would hook up with, and he didn't have a problem with it.
Yeah, and it's like because you probably were victimized like your whole life, and that guy smelled it on you and got at you because that's usually how those people work.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, it's just
poor
terrible.
George Takei,
I don't like George Takei.
Why?
Because I think he's obnoxious. I really do. I don't understand, like, the cult of George Takei. It's, like, just because he's an elderly, gay, Asian man, like, we're all supposed to...
What's not to love?
Fawn all over him.
I know, but, like, there's memes that pop up.
Ugh, I blocked
that
all that,
that like... They make him out to be so, like...
Like, he's a
like
god
Buddha
or something. Yeah, and I'm like, for real? I'm like, you guys are talking about the guy from Star Trek, but let's get serious.
He
didn't really,
he was
like...
Sulu? No.
Yeah, Mr.
Yeah,
Sulu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Conan does a really good George Takei impression. I guess George Takei, like, years ago, like, did not appreciate it.
Really?
Yeah. But the, like, oh my. Like,
yeah.
He does it, like, really well.
Yeah.
And it's funny, but, yeah, I remember, like, before George Takei became, like,
wasn't he,
a cult
was he on Family
icon.
Guy? Is that Family Guy where they do that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that's more like making fun of, not making fun of, but using his gayness.
Yeah.
To, like, make a joke. But, no, I just, I'm so, that all seems disingenuous. Like, the, it's like the Betty White stuff. It's like, okay, let's calm down.
Oh.
Like,
she's great. Putting her on a pedestal.
Yeah, like, she's cute.
Idolizing.
Yeah, she's a cute old lady, but we don't need to,
yeah,
like, lose our minds about her. Let's calm down. We can all agree she was great in Lake Placid, but...
She was in Lake Placid?
Yeah.
I gotta watch that again.
Remember, that's like the whole thing, is she's the old lady that swears. Because it's, what's his name? With David E. Kelly? Did he direct?
Oh, I don't know.
I think so.
Is he a TV director?
Yeah, he did like Boston Legal and Boston Public and all those, right? I think it was him, right? And then, but, because in all those shows, too, he has some crazy...
Swearing person?
Swearing, swearing like, Five-ish Finkel and Boston Public, remember? And,
no.
What's his name? Harry's Law with, what's her name?
Oh, my God. You're really nailing it with the names.
Yeah. My brain is not working.
Harry's
You're
Law.
Just conveying so much information.
No. William Shatner.
Yeah.
Remember in Boston Legal was like the crazy old man.
That was James Spader.
And James Spader, yeah, but he always puts like a crazy old man in all this like stuff, and or a crazy old person who just runs their mouth. And that was Betty White and Lake Placid.
Yeah, I like those movies.
I love Lake Placid. It's a terrible movie, but I love it.
I know
that and Deep Blue Sea.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they came out at like the same time.
Yeah,
I've seen Deep Blue Sea so many times. It's so fun, and Lake Placid.
Yeah, they're good.
Great.
Alrighty then.
Alright, did you want to do the last one we had?
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a sandwich shop or something, or a restaurant.
In Vancouver.
And they put a sign outside that said, Liam Neeson can eat for free. And Liam Neeson showed up, demanding free food. They were really intimidated.
And did he bring hundreds of his friends with him, too?
Yeah.
So they could all eat, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me see. Well, my computer's running slowly now. We'll keep talking about it.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what was going on over there.
No, sorry.
There's not a whole lot to say,
so,
but it's just a cool story.
What did he order? Up.
He got a PB&J. It was kind of weird.
Yeah.
He got a PB&J on rye.
On rye? Oh.
Yeah, on rye.
If you were telling the truth, that would be the grossest thing I'd ever heard in my life.
Whatever. Prove me wrong.
I can't now because my laptop's
Did they fry
freezing.
It? Did they deep fry it? Because then I could see.
On rye, though? Not on rye. That's
can't
the
get over that part.
No.
Yeah.
Peanut butter and jelly on rye is like, it's like on sourdough or something. Like, it's so gross.
With marshmallow, would that make it better?
With fluff? No. I feel like you could only do like corned beef.
What if you didn't
beef.
Have the seeds?
Yeah. It's the flavor of the bread. It's not the...
It would have a like tartness. It could offset
but
the
no.
jelly.
I think we might be on to something
the
here.
The sweetness of the jelly.
You guys go crazy. That sounds heinous to me.
Yeah.
Sounds like anus to me. Peanut butter and fluff on rye.
Deep fried.
Yeah, deep fried peanut butter and fluff on rye. Cool. That's the name
Not
of the episode.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard.
I'm going to name the episode that.
Okay.
And see if we get any reactions for
Do
it.
Do you think since Alanis Morissette's manager is in jail... Like, I don't know what he was sentenced to, but imagine if he gets a death row pardon 2 minutes too late.
Well, that would be ironic.
Don't you think?
I bet he didn't get...
Fluff?
Do you think they give him, do you think they give him, like, a roll with butter and then 10,000 spoons?
All you need is a knife. You guys are really cracking up over there.
Somebody's being funny.
Not me. I'm sleepy.
You're dopey.
I am. Because I slept until 7:15 and threw my body clock off.
No. Well.
All right.
Alrighty then.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah. Had a good time.
Yeah.
All right. Until next time then.
Yes.
I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.